I have two things that are beneficial to me. Two things that I often use. I have in this hand a razor. This is a Ronson electric razor. I used it so many years, it wore out or is wearing out, at least the head did. And I've shaved literally thousands of times with that Ronson electric razor. I hold in this hand a piece of fruit, an apple. Now I want you to notice that the Bible says that the works, now there's a difference in this and this. This is a work, and this is a fruit. This was made. This suggests a factory, and this suggests a garden. Now, this object, which is the factory-made, man-made object, is useful, but has several things different. Now, I want you to notice this. The Bible said that the works of the flesh are. Doesn't say the fruit of the flesh, but the works of the flesh are. Now, down in verse 22, it says, the fruit of the Spirit. What's the difference? Works are made in a factory by man. Fruit is made in the garden by God. You see, we all have one thing in common. Everybody in this room. We want the best of life. I mean, the man here this morning who's the dirtiest sinner, or the woman who's the deepest in sin, goes into sin because he or she thinks that's the best thing in life for me. That'll bring me more happiness, bring me more joy, it'll bring me more excitement, it'll bring me more peace. You see, we all have one thing in common. We want the best tonight. Most of you got saved because you wanted to go to heaven or because you did not want to go to hell. Your motive for getting saved was a selfish one. Every once in a while somebody said, well, a bunch of kids came to Sunday school because you gave them some hot chocolate on the bus. That's not a holy motive. No, it's a selfish motive. Same reason you got saved. You got saved for a selfish motive. Jesus knew that. That's why he said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. You want rest, you come to Christ. That's why he said, my peace give I unto you, not the peace the world giveth, but my peace give I unto you. He said, come to me, I'll give you peace. Now Jesus said, look, you want to go to heaven? Come to me. You want to go to escape hell? Come to me. You want peace? You come to me. Now we all have that one thing in common. We want the best in life. Now hear me carefully. We all, as Christian people, choose one of two avenues in order to secure this best in life. Now, we all choose either the flesh or the spirit. That's what the Jeremiah meant when he said in chapter 21 and verse 8, I have set before you the way of life and the way of death. Now, you either take the flesh in an attempt to have the best of life. Somebody said, I'm tired of being poor. I'm going to get me a job, make a lot of money. I want to have a nice home. Are you listening now? I haven't got much time. I want you to hear me now. I'm not here because I need the money. I'm here because you need the message. Now, you listen to me. You can pick your fingers. You can do your hair when you get home or do it before you come to church. But I'm here this morning to tell you what you need. You see, every single person here is choosing life or death. You're choosing the flesh or the spirit. But the reason you choose the spirit is because you want the best of life. Now, the person that chooses the flesh, fellow goes out and got drunk last night. He did it because he wants the best of life. Now, he has a choice. Everybody has a choice. Either we choose the fruit, the flesh, or the spirit. Now, I'd like to logically show you why the spirit will give you what you're looking for. Now, let me say it again. Everybody is looking for the best of life. Is that right? Everybody is. Now, so, and everybody chooses either the spirit or the flesh. One fellow says, I'd rather have the peace of God and be poor. Other one says, I'd rather drive a nice car, live in a nice home, and have luxury and not be spiritual, because I think that's best. Now, everybody in this room this morning is either carnal or spiritual because you think that's what is best for you to have the best in life. So this morning, I'm going to take these two, the flesh and the spirit, and I'm going to try to logic with you and show you why the spirit will give you more what you want in life than will the flesh. Now, first thing I want to say is this. You must choose the spirit to really live. The Bible says the fruit of the spirit. Now, there's nothing in this man-made object. Now, nothing wrong with this object. It's given me many a year of service. I've enjoyed shaving with it, but there's nothing inside this that'll give life. Nothing. You know, I've never gotten any vitamins by shaving. Never have. There's not one life-giving substance in that. Why? It's man-made. You see, it's a work of the flesh. Now, hold it. A work of the flesh is not necessarily sinful. It is a work of the flesh. But there's nothing in that that gives life. Now, on the other hand, the fruit is life-giving. That apple right there, you eat one of those a day, and Dr. Streeter will go out of business. An apple a day keeps a doctor away. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And so, now, the truth is, there's life in that. Now, that's why God chose to call adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, anger, wrath, malice. He called that the work. Why? There's nothing life living in that. And that's why he chose to call love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. That's why he chose to call that a fruit. Why? Because the spirit gives life and the flesh does not give any life. There's no life-giving substance there. Let me logic with you. If the fleshly things are called works, then that's the factory. That's man-made. And there's no life in it. But if the spirit, it didn't say the fruit of the flesh is this. Because the flesh has no fruit. It has no life. But didn't say the works of the spirit. It said the fruit of the spirit. Why? Because there's life. Listen, you can shave every day with that. And that's all. And you will not live. You can eat those every day, and you'll make it. Why? Because there's something inside that gives you life. You see, the object is dead. The object is a man-made thing in the factory. But the fruit is a God-made thing in the garden. You know, we're building a new building after college. And that Brother Al, I hate to say this, you're building it. But you know, Mother Nature, with her mossy fingers, has already began to pull that building down. Already has. Why? There's no life. This building here, I love it, but it's dead. And there's nothing, you know, there's nothing in this building that when it's gone, will leave us a little one to grow up like it. There's no life in this building. Why? It's a factory made. This pulpit is factory made. But God chose to call the flesh as a work, as a factory made object. But God too chose to call the works of the fruit of the Spirit a fruit. Why? Because you can say what you want to say. They haven't got any life at the disco. Say what you want to say. There's no life at the nightclub. There's no life at the tavern. There's no life at the movie house. There's no life in Hollywood. Why? Because it's man-made. But blessed be God, love is the fruit. It is God-made. And brother, there's a lot more fun in the garden than there is in the factory. You can stay in that factory all your life, but if all you have is what's in that factory, you will die. You can stay in a garden all your life and with nothing but what's in that garden, and you can live. Why? Because there's life in love. There's life in joy. There's life in peace. But there's death in fornication. There's death in lasciviousness. There's death in hatred. There's death in variance. There's death in emulation. There's death in strife. Now look at me. Everybody in this room wants the best in life. Now, if you want the best in life, you look at the flesh and the spirit, and you make your choice. But I want to tell you something. There never has been anybody, and never will be anybody, who will find life in a razor. There's no life. Why? Because that is a work. You find life in a fruit, not in a work. Now, the second thing I'd like to present as a logical argument to you is this. You must choose fruit in order to live after you're gone. You know what? I want to teach you a thing about biology. Down inside this razor here, there's a seed. It's called a razor seed. Now, after I used that razor for a while, I got that seed and I planted it in the backyard at home. You know what I got growing? I got little razors growing out there. I mean, boy, cute little shavers. Oh, brother. But I mean, I got a razor growing. No, sir. Why? There's nothing in that razor that will reproduce itself. I mean, when that's gone, somebody's got to go back to the factory and make another. But you know what? Inside this fruit here, there is a little seed. And inside that seed, there's another one of those. I'll go a step further. Just to be quite frank, this is beyond comprehension almost. Inside that seed is a never-ending apple. It's eternal. It's life. Why? It's fruit. You live for the fruit, and you live on after your body has ceased to live. This apple right here, if I'll take good care of it, will never die. Never. I mean, the qualities in fruit, the qualities in fruit continue and continue and continue. The quality of the factory does not reproduce itself, leaves nothing like it after it's gone. I like this too. That means the fruit is life. And the works are death. Which means eventually we have the ability in us, if I have in me the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh, and I do because I have the old man and the new man, I'm guaranteed victory because I got life versus death. And death never has defeated life. Never has. So I've got life in me versus death. And all I've got to do is live for life, and the works cannot linger and cannot win. Why? Because that's a work. And another must be made. Let me tell you something. Let me encourage you something. That's why a child of God can leave for the following generation what he had. But the devil's crowd cannot leave for the following generation what they have. There's nothing in the works. And listen, that's encouraging to me. That means that if your dad's a drunkard and your mom's a harlot, you can still be a blessed child of God and live a spiritual life. But I'll guarantee you, if you're a spiritual Christian, your wife is and the husband is a spiritual Christian, I'll guarantee you a spiritual offspring. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Didn't say he may not. He will not. And that means if you want to live after you're gone, choose fruit, because fruit is life. Don't choose a work, because a work is dead. Pastor school, I chose to love. And there are preachers all over this nation this morning who love their people because they sat in pastor school 2 weeks ago. Why? Love is alive. It's alive. It's fruit. Alive. It lives. I taught a course in pastor school on how to have peace and be at peace in business matter, the church. And I've received letters this week already, preachers who said, "Dear Dr. Hiles, I had some problems in my church, but now I realize I did not have the right kind of love, and I went home and exerted love, and God's given us peace in less than a week. We already have peace in our church." Why? Because peace is fruit, and fruit lives, and there is inside the fruit that which will live after this apple's gone. This is the best sermon I ever preached. Mama taught me not to talk with my mouth. while I'm eating, so I got to finish here. Now, when that fruit is gone, by the time I eat, if it's an evening service, I'd eat it all. That fruit's gone. When it's gone, it's not gone. Because after it has been, you've been to me, oil, I need it be. There's still life in there. And in the rottenest apple, there are still seeds that can bring forth more apples. And I had to be an ugly apple, little rotten on one side, little soft on one side, too mushy on one side, that could live after I'm gone, than to be a man-made object and live in the flesh. Now, I'm trying to reason with you this morning. Everybody here wants the best of life. I'm saying that you choose the Spirit, you have the best of life first, because the Spirit is fruit and fruit is life. And the flesh is works and works are death. And the fruit is the garden and the works are the factory and the fruit is God made. Listen, love is God made. Hatred is man made. Peace is God made. Peace can be handed down and handed down and will live. And I'm saying this morning, if you want the best in life, and I believe everybody does. I think everybody in this room sincerely wants the best in life. I'm saying logically then, choose the Spirit because the Spirit is fruit and not the flesh because the flesh is works. In this church, I've been in 25 years. I'll guarantee you, there'll be a lot of people in this church who will be loving and peaceful and kind after I'm gone because I was here. I don't want to die when I die. In fact, I don't want to die at all, but I don't want to die when I die. I want to leave. I want to leave something. And brother, if you live for the flesh, you won't leave anything when you're gone. Nothing. Why? Because you've lived for the flesh, and the flesh is a work, not a fruit. And a work is dead. And if you live for the flesh, listen, you folks have got hot temper. I'm a little tired of folks saying, well, I just, that's my besetting sin. Have a hot temper. Well, then get over it. Well, I'm just by nature a little short on the trigger. Well, get long on the trigger. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, you can live in the Spirit, and the Spirit says long suffering, and the flesh says strife. Why? Because that's dead. And the best, listen, the best razor man ever made is dead. And the best house that man ever built is dead. And the best car that man ever built is dead, especially if it has a F-O-R-D on the front of it. It's dead. And the best works that man can do are dead. But blessed be God, the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, gives me fruit, and fruit does not die. If I live after I'm gone, I must choose the fruit and not the works, because the work has nothing in it that'll live when I'm gone. Almost 20 years ago, I was approaching 40. I might add that I'm still approaching 40. But I was approaching 40. And I looked at my life like many of you have looked at your life. And I said, now what can I do with my life where it'll linger and live after I'm gone? I decided three things. I decided to pastor First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana as long as I can, as long as you'll let me. I decided, number two, to write books. Why? Because books about the Holy Spirit. Listen, my book on the Holy Spirit's got life because the Spirit is fruit. And that book will be teaching what I'm preaching and teaching years and decades after I'm gone. Why? It's life! I decided to work with preachers. And that's the reason we started Howells Anderson College. To get preachers, and then of course you say, well, I'm a girl, why did you start Howells? What have I got to do with Howells Anderson College? We wanted to find some wives for those preachers. And any young man that leaves Howells Anderson College doesn't have a wife, won't get his degree, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen.
No way. No way. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. is gone, but Bob Jones University is not gone. Why? He chose the spirit, not the flesh. Check on the bartender across the street from Bob Jones, who's dead, who had a tavern, see how that's doing. Check on a fellow around the movie house downtown in Greenville and tell me what his name was. Dr. John Rice is gone, but his book circled the globe. And his preacher boy circled the globe. And his convert circled the globe. Why? Because in case you want to live after you die, you've got to choose the spirit, because the spirit's life and the flesh is death. You better walk in the garden instead of in the factory. The other day I turned on the radio, on a car radio in a distant state, and I heard somebody say, well, it came. And they were blessed. And it gave that old weary rest. And it made the blinded eyes to see. Well, it fed the hungry soul. And well, he said, this is Brother Uncle Rowley. He's gone. Been gone for months, a couple of years, and has gone. But he's not gone. Why? Little orphan kids that he helped are alive. Preachers that he helped are alive. The converts he made are alive. Why? Because he chose the Spirit. Not the flesh. He chose that which has in it the seed to live. And to me, it's beyond comprehension. That one little seed right there has power to bring forth an apple that'll 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 bring forth an apple. And that's why 2,000 years after the Apostle Paul rimmed the Mediterranean Sea. That's why 2,000 years after he was lost and forgotten in the Mamertine prison, his name lives. Tell me the name of the fellow who ran the Mamertine prison. Somebody said that Nero was the king and Paul was the prisoner. And after 2,000 years, folks now name Paul, their children Paul, and their dogs Nero. Why? Because Paul chose the Spirit, and the Spirit is fruit, and the fruit has life. And Nero chose the flesh, and the flesh is a work, and a work is dead. It will not linger, not live. And that's why, in case I'm right when I say that you sincerely want to choose something that is the best in life, I project to you, choose the fruit of the Spirit. Because the Spirit is fruit, and the fruit lives and will live as long as man lives. If I died today, and this old world lingers for 1,000 years, I'll still live. Because, bless God, that seed of the Word of God that regened me back yonder 46 years ago, that seed has begotten many thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who will win souls, 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 who will win souls. Why? Because I've chosen life. How do you choose life? You choose fruit, because fruit has life. How do you choose fruit? You choose the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is fruit. And the flesh is a work. Man-made in a factory. God-made in a garden. Another thought. You must choose fruit to give life to others. I gave Russell Anderson a Ronson razor. I gave you guys a Ronson razor. I gave you some of you guys a little one. You know what? When I gave Russell Anderson a Ronson razor, it added 10 years to his life, didn't it? No, it did not. But if I send him a box of fruit every month, I can add years to his life. If I want to give life to people, I give fruit, not a work. If I want to give life to people, I choose the Spirit. Look, I don't care who you are, you enjoy giving life to people. You enjoy things that give either a fuller life or a longer life. I imagine Dr. Streeter, Dr. Dennis, who's my mother's doctor. I imagine next to Earlene and me, he's the happiest person about Mother being back in church again in the world. You know why? Because she wouldn't be sitting down on the fourth row if it weren't for Dr. Dennis Streeter.
He gave her life. What a way to live. What a way to live. Stand behind a pulpit for 25 years almost in this church and 37 years in a ministry. To stand up here and say, I want to give you life.
But I can't give you life of your man's work. That's why you won't get life in a baptistry. It's a work, not a fruit. That's why you won't get life in a communion table. That table is a work, not a fruit.
But you can get life from fruit. And the Spirit offers fruit. Now the question comes. I had an awful hard time not eating this other half.
You know what I just did?
I gave him life.
Amen. Of all the people in this room, he's the one that needs life the most. I gave him any life then?
No.
Why?
Because the garden gives you life. You know, that's why Jesus wasn't crucified in the factory. Crucified in the garden. Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in the garden of dew-laden breeze. Not my will, but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son as he knelt beneath the old olive trees in the garden.
Calvary was in a garden. Go look. See Dr. Evans after it's over this morning. Go look for yourself. Calvary's in a garden. Gethsemane is in a garden. The tomb is in a garden. Why? The garden gives the Spirit. The Spirit gives life.
The factory gives works. And the works bring death. Now, how do I choose? How do I choose the fruit of the Spirit? Quickly, I'll tell you. Please do not leave the service. I don't care why you're leaving. It's not as important as this service right now. The fruit gives life. The works give death. I'll give you several things to choose to walk in the Spirit. In the first place, 7 times a day, I yield myself to the Holy Spirit 7 times a day. 6 o'clock in the morning, I say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you today. Help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he were alive today. 9 o'clock in the morning, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you today. Help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help. Noon, I yield myself, Holy Spirit, today. Help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and before I go to bed, and when I get up in the morning, I yield myself. Why? I want to walk in the Spirit. Why? I want to have life. And I want to give life to others. And I want to live after I'm gone. And then the Bible says in John 6:63, Thy word is Spirit. If I walk in the Spirit, I've got to live in the book. You read those magazines, you're reading death. This book has life.
Living book. Living. It is the seed. Living. Eternal. Always was. Always will be. Word of God. Television set. It's death. It's a work of man. Radio. Death. Work of man. Newspaper. Death. Work of man. Books. Death. Work of man. Magazines, death, word of man. Listen, get in the book. It's life.
And then, of course, to choose the Spirit, you choose the prayer life. You choose to walk on your knees instead of on your feet. And then you obey His word. To those this morning who are here who are not saved, God has set before you life and death. Jesus the life, Satan the death. And after you've trusted Christ as your Savior, there's still another decision. God has set before you again life and death. Life in the Spirit. Death in the flesh. And I've reasoned this morning with you logically, assuming that everybody in this room wants to have the best life and wants to live forever and wants to live on earth after he's gone and wants to contribute to mankind while he's here. Now, if you do that, all those things, for perfectly selfish reasons even, you'll have to walk in the Spirit, because there's no life in the factory. There's just death. But there's life in the garden. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That is the fruit which lives and lives and lives. Choose it and live. Or choose the works of the flesh and die. Our Heavenly Father,